Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thank you for checking out this Texans Today podcast. My name's Drew Doherty, and on Monday, the Texans took part in their annual Houston Texans Golf Charity Classic. Owner Bob McNair had a great time playing golf and answered questions from the media about the tournament and also about the suspension of linebacker Brian Cushing.
With this tournament today, we will have raised over $2 million, and that's gone to, of course, the Texans YMCA and to the Boys and Girls Club, and we're just delighted to be able to help the youth of the Houston area, and it's going to be a nice day. Well, as you know, the club's left completely out of the loop on that. I mean, we're not even notified. It's the league and the player and the players' union. And so all we know is what's been announced at this point in time. And, of course, we're disappointed, and Brian's disappointed. But it's one of those things you have to deal with, and it's like an injury. It's not something that you want to have happen, but when they do happen, you just have to regroup and go on and prepare to go out and win, and that's what we're doing. We looked into the background of all the players in terms of that, and of course, in the case of Brian Cushing, I mean, he's a big, strong guy because he works so hard. I mean, all you got to do is talk to anybody that works out with him. He's the hardest working guy out there. And even if you and I went out and did that, we'd probably look different too. But no, the thing that hurts is he's not going to be available for four games. That hurts his team. That hurts him. And it's something he's going to have to overcome by his performance. But each player is responsible for what they put in their body. And, I mean, they're the only ones that can control that. Well, Brian had mentioned, you know, that he had an issue there. But we don't know what any of the details are. We don't know what doctors he might have consulted with. We don't know what evidence that the league might have. We don't know any of that. So we're really left out of the loop, which is a very bad position to be in because, you know, we're the guy that's got the investment in the player. The league doesn't have any money invested in the player. The union doesn't have any money invested in the player, and yet they get the information and we don't. So it's a sensitive area because it is sort of like medical information, and, you know, and there's confidentiality and this sort of thing. But I think it's something that needs to be addressed in the next collective bargaining agreement.
General Manager Rick Smith also took questions from the media before he played a round of 18, and he had this to say.
It's a great opportunity for us to do some good for the community, and we just appreciate all of our sponsors and partners that help us with this, and it's good to see all the guys out here. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Your golf game good right now?
My golf game is a little inconsistent, let's just say that. Yeah, it's not much different than it was before. Obviously a big disappointment, and you know, the thing that we've got to do is you know how this league is. You've got to learn how to deal with setbacks and continue to move forward, and that's what we've got to do as a football team.
There's not a whole lot you can talk about it because the process is so confidential, but as it relates to the mechanics of the process, he has been suspended and he appealed and he lost the appeal.
Yeah, it's hard to quantify distractions. You know, in this league, you've got to learn how to deal with situations and things that come up that are unexpected. And to the degree that your team understands how to do that and learns how to handle those kind of things, you know, you're gonna find a way to work through them. And that's what we've got to do as a team and an organization.
Head coach Gary Kubiak was also asked about the suspensions. He answered those questions and also talked about, well, just how much fun it was to play golf for such a great cause.
Oh, this is wonderful. You know, I haven't played golf in a few weeks. I've been on retreat, so I don't know how that's going to work out. But I know that Phillip's done a great job, and they've raised a lot of money for YMCA and Boys and Girls Club. And, you know, that's what today is all about. So looking forward to having some fun this afternoon. I mean, he's a huge piece of the puzzle. We're sitting here all season getting ready to go, and now we got to, you know, do some adjusting. So very disappointed from that standpoint. But we got to move forward, and we will. I saw there's been a lot of speculation about him moving, and, you know, that didn't come from me. To me, Zach's on the verge of becoming a Pro Bowl linebacker in this league, so we're not going to go panic and move him around and do that. We're going to leave Zach where he's at. We'll find out, you know, who gives us the best chance to replace Cush going into the first month. If that ends up being Zach somehow, some way, I don't know. But for now, we're going to go to work just like we ended the season. We're going to take this off season, get better as a team, and find some guys that can help us get better. You know, as hard as it is on Brian, it's even harder on the football team. So he understands that, and, you know, takes, you know, there's responsibility there, and, you know, it's just disappointing.
Quarterback Matt Schaub was involved as well. He had this to say about the Cushing suspension.
Well, you know, it's an unfortunate circumstance right now. You know, as a team, we're going to hang together and stick together and be behind Brian. And, you know, he'll be back with us. It's just one of those things that we have to deal with. It's the adversity of the league, and we just have to keep working. And, you know, we're excited about the offseason, how it's been going as a group. And so looking forward to OTA starting next week. Yeah, you know, it is. It just means someone's going to have to step up. You know, it's similar to having someone get injured for a few games. And in this case, it's nice because no one's injured. Everyone's going to be back full strength come week 5. But someone's just going to have to step up and fill that void.